for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam orders an investigation into allegations of abuse at the juvenile center near Stanton. As the battle over immigration policy continues, Northam stands by his decision to recall National Guard troops from the border. And Senator Tim Kaine says reform is desperately needed. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, June 22nd. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has ordered state officials to investigate claims of severe physical abuse at a juvenile detention facility near Stanton. Northam announced the probe in a tweet on Thursday, hours after the Associated Press reported on a half dozen sworn statements from Latino teens held at the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. The governor, a Democrat, said the allegations are disturbing, and he ordered the state's Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security to report back to him about conditions inside the facility. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has more.
According to reporting by the Associated Press, Latino teenagers held at the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center say guards there would restrain them with bags over their heads. They reported being beaten and left naked in solitary confinement. The alleged abuse predates the Trump administration and is the subject of a federal lawsuit. Speaking to reporters after an unrelated press conference, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the state will investigate.
We become concerned when we hear reports like that. The Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, who's not here this morning, but he'll be looking into that situation.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says the reports are troubling.
I know Senator Warner and I are going to be reaching out to the federal officials responsible for this program to demand answers.
Although the facility is run regionally, it contracts with the federal government to house teenage immigrants. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Even as President Trump signals his administration will stop separating immigrant children from their families at the border, Virginia's governor is standing by his decision earlier this week to remove the Commonwealth's National Guard support. Speaking to reporters on a Thursday morning, Ralph Northam says he's looking at the language of President Trump's executive order.
It so far seems to be a bit vague to me. I continue to be concerned about the children that have been separated from their families, over 2,000 of them. And so we're going to, you know, watch over the next few days as the progress unfolds, and then we'll make a decision.
Northam recalled four Virginia National Guard soldiers and one helicopter on Tuesday. The battle over immigration policies continues in Washington, with prospects for legislation again dimming. But Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says reform is desperately needed. WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports.
Speaking on the Senate floor, he said the administration's zero-tolerance policy on immigration has backfired.
Because of you, the American public, this administration has altered its cruel policy, at least for the time being. A new executive order suggests that families won't be separated, but many questions remain. Will they be detained indefinitely? Where will they be detained? What process will be used to determine their fate? Will people seeking to use our legal asylum process be treated like criminals?
Senator Kaine also says he wants meaningful immigration reform legislation, but says it's too soon to comment on the GOP compromise bill now in the House. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
First Lady Pamela Northam has started a new initiative to improve early education in Virginia. Northam announced Thursday the hiring of the state's first ever Chief School Readiness Officer to help coordinate the state's efforts on early education. Governor Ralph Northam signed an executive order forming a new children's cabinet that will be chaired by the First Lady. The cabinet will focus on a wide variety of issues. They include implementing policies that support breastfeeding, ensure affordable early childhood education, and promote urban agricultural initiatives. Finally, businesses across the country are about to get major new tax incentives to move to some of the poorest parts of Virginia. But will it work? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Virginia is about to embark on a grand new experiment, a huge tax break designed to help parts of the Commonwealth that are bleeding jobs and population. Republican Delegate Will Moorfield believes this could be revolutionary for Southwest and Southside Virginia.
One of the greatest economic development policies that we've seen in 50 years, with the primary benefactor being some of the poorest localities in Virginia.
Chris Wattica at the Commonwealth Institute admits bringing economic development to struggling parts of Virginia is a great goal, but he says businesses aren't always looking for tax cuts. Instead, they want
more funding for infrastructure or boosting funding for schools or workforce development to provide those things that businesses say they're looking for, like access to highways or having a skilled workforce.
Lawmakers passed the bill earlier this year, even though their own analysts said the revenue impact is unknown. Now that the new tax breaks are about to go into effect, they'll soon have an indication if it's a gamble that will pay off. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.